Hi everyone, this is Jenny. 你正在收听由开云英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
哇，今天我们节目非常有意思，因为我们要分享一串，我觉得看字面，你明白这个词是什么意思，但他们放在一起的时候呢， what do they mean?
Right, so we're talking about phrases that use very simple and common words, but when put together...Kind of like a totally new thing.
对的。好，那这一连串你认识却不明白的英语词都在我们今天的微信推送里。大家可以关注我们的公众号开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，来收藏学习。那当然，如果你要想让自己的英语进步更快的话呢，除了听我们的双语脱口秀，一个更有效的方法就是去学习开言的会员课程，因为我们有非常专业的教研团队和我们北美主播搭档为你带来特别适合中国用户的英语学习课程，大家可以免费下载我们的 APP 或者到公众号试用学习。试用以后你喜欢的话呢，学习一年只要618，还能加入微信学习群，每天由班主任监督你的学习。OK, let's get started. 今天要讲的这第一个词我非常的喜欢，因为看字面它的意思非常滑稽，非常可爱。然后呢，当你真正明白它的意思的时候，你就会发现这个东西 super useful.
That's right, especially in China.
For sure. 好，这个词就是
Lazy Susan.
Lazy Susan.
So what, am I saying that Chinese people are lazy? Especially those named Susan?
对啊，都不是 Chinese people. 我们是在讲 Susan 这个人很懒。Lazy Susan.
Right.
好，大家可以想一想这个东西，可以猜一猜它是一个什么。
Yeah, it's impossible, right?
It's impossible to guess. 那我们就告诉大家吧。
Okay, it's the thing on the table that turns the food around. You can use it to pass food.
这个就是吃中国菜特别一大桌人的时候少不了的一个东西。诶，其实现在讲到它叫 Lazy Susan 还蛮有道理的，因为人很懒嘛。就你就不用一直站起来、
right.
然后 reach out 去那样 reach for the food、
right.
那么远的夹菜，所以就可以用 Lazy Susan， 就是我们圆桌上放的那个菜的那个转盘。
You did a much better job、of explaining it than I did in English. The thingIt turns the food.
Well, 因为我是中国人啊。
But also because I've just always called it a lazy Susan. There's no、other words I need to use. Hey, put it on the lazy Susan. That's a nice lazy Susan.
Lazy Susan. 好，那接下来这个词呢，可能是 Susan 的朋友或者 husband.
Yeah, I was going to say my aunt Susan, her husband was named John. So this is pretty good too. And I think one of the reasons that they got divorced was he was always on the John.
The John. Okay, John 就约翰嘛，但这里我们不是说一个人叫 John, 我们是 The John.
Right.
T-H-E 是一个特指的。
Right.
那我们在特指什么呢？
We are talking about the toilet.
你说的这个 The John, 它都不是 bathroom, restroom.
It's both.Right, it could be the bathroom, and it could just be、the toilet in the bathroom.
啊，厕所或者马桶，反正就都是脏脏的。
It's
but very useful.
But the name isn't so dirty, right? Like, oh, where's Dad? He's in the John.
In the John. 这个是小朋友用的比较多，还是成人也会这样说？
I would say adults probably.Use it more, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of cute. 那如果女生去女厕所呢，同样是 the John, it's not, I don't know, the Mary.
The Mary, yeah, the Jane.
The Jane. 没有那个说法。
Nah.
好吧。
I mean, it's usually like at your home.Right, so I mean, unless you're super rich, you probably don't have like a ladies' room and a guys' room.
If you do, it must have cost a pretty penny.
Ooh, I like what you did there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, so pretty, everyone knows pretty. Jenny is very pretty.
Oh, thank you.
I hope you give me some more pennies for saying that. A penny doesn't really exist in many places anymore.
Penny 就是一分钱 1 cent.
1 cent.
那 pretty penny 是什么呢?
It just means it must have cost a lot.
Right, 这个我觉得也是有点 confusing 的，因为 penny 就是特别少的一分钱嘛。你前面讲 pretty penny, 它其实说就是很多很贵的意思。
Yeah, well this, I mean obviously this expression, like Lazy Susan, like the John, it's pretty old. So, you know, a penny used to be able to buy...
买个房子。
maybe not quite a house, but maybe like, you know, a table. You might be able to buy a Lazy Susan with a penny.
好。所以一个东西很贵你可以说 Wow, that must have cost a pretty penny,、mm-hmm. or that costs a pretty penny.
Right.、
好。那接下来的这个词呢是前段时间我从你这边学会的。前段时间是 St. Patrick's Day,、那个爱尔兰的节日、
oh,
然后每个人都穿绿色啊什么。然后你就教了我一些和绿有关的单词。
Yes, exactly. This one is green thumb.
Okay, thumb 就是大拇指。
It's your big finger.
那 green thumb, 绿色的大拇指。
Well, it just means that someone is really good at growing plants or vegetables or fruit, I guess.
这个还蛮 make sense 的。所以就一个人他很喜欢种花什么种菜啊什么、你就可以说 he or she has a green thumb?
Great question. You could say has a green thumb or is a green thumb.
Okay. Are you a green thumb?
I am not.
Me neither. 我就种过葱。
Yeah.
但是很对啊就每天都可以用啊 so I'm pretty happy with myself.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's good. I tried. I was very happy when I used to live in Toronto. I grew tomatoes and peppers and eggplant. Wow. And then the raccoons came and ate them all.
好你是不是可以种在 ballpark 里面啊
It might be tough. It might be tough to do that. Ballpark, of course, is where people play Baseball,
yeah. 所以这个也是美国很特别经典的一个 idiom 啊，一个说法。
Yeah, we've got a lot of baseball-related expressions. Now, ballpark, though, this one's kind of weird because when we talk about ballpark, we mean in the ballpark. And what I mean by that is we mean something close.
就是差不多
yeah,
不是很确切
Right, but it's in the same area.
然后这个词还可以当动词用
Yeah, to ballpark something. It's usually about money, right?
对对对
So if we're talking again about Jenny at home, she wants to install a new John. She knows it's going to cost a pretty penny, but the guy, he doesn't know the exact cost. So she would just say something like,Could you ballpark me? Or could you give me a ballpark figure?
对。好的,那接下来我们要看的这两个词呢,都会用到 tough, T-O-U-G-H. Tough means 就是 hard, 坚强的哦,硬的是吧?
Right.
第一个是 tough cookie.
Tough cookie. Well, so a tough cookie is a very strong person. Not strong physically. It could be strong physically, but I usually think about like someone who's very good at talking and getting what they want.
就是一个 go-getter.
Could be a go-getter, yeah. I mean, I think about like people's grandmothers. Like my grandmother was a tough cookie.
以前也有人叫我是一个 tough cookie.
Well, I was going to say, like, if, again, you're getting a new John installed at your place.
我不要新的马桶 Can you, like, think of a new example?
Just go, I know you're a tough cookie, but go with me for one second
here.
The guy that, you know, is installing this new John, you know, he says, oh, this is going to cost a pretty penny. You'll say, oh, can you ballpark that? And he'll say, oh, you know, $10,000. And because you're a tough cookie, you're going to say,No way.
No way, Jose.
No
我自己装。然后哇这就是 tough cookie. OK, so cookie 就是曲奇。
Right.
但是 tough cookie 就是讲那种特别是 their mind 很 tough 的、very determined 的那种人、是吧很有决心的然后说到做到的。
Not only that, but also like you can't defeat me. Like maybe I don't have like grand plans to do something, but again, like...My grandparents' generation was very poor. So, you know, they survived even though they were very poor. So you have to be tough to do that.
对对对,很坚韧的人。但是 tough cookie 是不是一般就是形容女生?
I'd say both. Yeah, I mean...
So you can be a tough cookie.
I am definitely not a tough cookie. I do... I mean, cookie's so cute, right?
Yeah,
so it does kind of make me think about women. I would...probably use it more for women, but not only for women.
好，那下面这个词呢，你刚刚那个装马桶的例子，就如果我跟那个人说，天哪，你这个东西这么贵，我自己来装。Okay, that makes me a tough cookie. 然后我就可以跟他说 tough luck.
You could say, well, I'm thinking like when you try to install it yourself and then do not succeed, maybe, and then call him back and say like, okay, come now. He would say to you,Tough luck.
Yeah,
he would say like, no way.
对 ,luck 就是运气，但 tough luck 的就是你拒绝别人可以 tough luck.
Yes.
就是对看你怎么办这样。
Mm. tough luck. Sorry, sister. Tough luck.
好诶其实接下来这个和那个装马桶的例子还是可以。
I told you it was a
cold shoulder. Like, he could totally be giving me the cold shoulder.
You keep calling him and calling him, but he doesn't answer. I told you it was a good example.
对 cold shoulder. Shoulder 就是肩膀 cold 就是冷
Right.
If you give someone the cold shoulder, it means you're ignoring them.
You ignore them, right.
你不理他们。好。或者我幻想那么麻烦算了我不要那个马桶了。I'm getting cold feet, 我就不想装了。可以吗
Yeah, cold feet is more about being nervous. So you might...
我装马桶很 nervous.
Yeah, so you might be like right before you install it. That's... You wouldn't get cold feet by saying like, I'm so strong. It would be more like, can I really do this? Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Maybe I should just call them back.
烦死了就一个马桶。Okay, so getting cold feet means 特别是在一个重大决定或者一个 event 之前
Yeah.
你很紧张是吧就是什么 you're getting or you're feeling?
You're you get, getting. Yeah, you,
you get cold feet.
Speaking of events, the event that this normally gets used the most for is a wedding.
对对结婚前有些人他可能说 Oh, am I ready for this? Am I making the right decision?
Can we really share a John for the rest of our lives?
So they're getting cold feet.
Mm-hmm.
好那诶其实 shoulder feet 都是我们身体的部位接下来这个是讲头发
Okay.
那这个是 splitting hairs.
Okay, this one is the type of people that do this are really annoying.
我也觉得对。
If you're splitting hairs, it means that you are arguing about something that doesn't really have any... It's not that it doesn't have meaning. It might have meaning, but it doesn't matter.
是。
Right?
所以 splitting hairs 的人呢他就什么事情都喜欢跟人家争然后真的还是那种特别没有意义特别不重要的事情。
Right.
所以这个经常可以比如if you're arguing with someone, 然后他都跟你讲那些 you know, 不重要的细节。
Right.
然后你就可以说 all right, I think we're just splitting hairs now.
Yeah, let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
Exactly.
好的那最后我们要看的这两组词啊先来看前一组都和 bucket 一个桶有关。
Okay, well, one of them is really positive and one of them is less than positive.
对但是它都是应该源自一个这个 origin, 是吧、
mm-hmm.
Kick the bucket.
Yes, okay. That means die.
To die.
You died.
踢一个桶 kick the bucket.
Okay. Ouch.
Yeah, don't ask me why, but it means to die.
Right.
所以一个人去世了你可以说比如 John kicked the bucket.
John kicked the bucket.
但我觉得这听起来就是有点 rude. 哈、就是、
yeah, you're not going to see this in a newspaper or something.
Right. Anyone who passed away, I don't think you should be saying that.
No, but maybe you could use it about yourself, right? And that's where our next expression comes from. For example,、yeah. like, before I kick the bucket, there are certain things that I would like to do.
那些东西就在你的
My bucket list.
Bucket list,、mm-hmm. 就是人生的这个愿望清单。而且说到 bucket list, 其实不一定是要 you know, like a will, 像一个遗嘱。
Mm-hmm.
比如现在我们三十多岁我都可以说、ah, these things are on my bucket list.、
Mm-hmm.
比如什么 bungee jumping,、mm-hmm. see the northern lights,、mm-hmm. 看北极光这些。So they're all on your bucket list.
Right. Well, they're not on my bucket list.
What's on your bucket list?
I want to go on a TV show.
Oh, Jeopardy, right? That's、
yeah.
on your bucket list.
It's the only thing.、
Oh.
And the problem is we just heard that the host is very sick, so he's probably going to kick the bucket soon. So,
oh, 是吗?
Yeah, so I need to go quickly.
对对对。好。Okay, now that brings us to our last group of words. 这些都和狗狗有关。
Oh, so cute.
第一个是
Dog days.
dog days.、
Mm-hmm.
狗狗的日子这什么意思、啊、
It means like the end of summer.
Oh.
Right? Like...
Dog days of summer.
The dog days of summer, you know, everything's really hot and、mm. no one really has any energy.
Oh, 三伏天那种大热天。
Right, it's not like, you know, June where everyone is like, woo, let's go to the beach and this is awesome. No, by the end of August, everyone's pretty tired.
对对对 dog days of summer. 好接下来一个呢喜欢看书的朋友啊特别如果你喜欢纸质书 like a physical book.、
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you probably do this.
Okay, so dog ear. This is when you fold the page、mm. so you can find the page. It's a kind of bookmark.
对 dog ear, 狗狗的耳朵很形象、mm. 因为当你这个书折一个三角的时候、mm. kind of looks like a dog's ear.
It does, right? Now, this word, very, very versatile. We can use it,、we can say it's、a dog-eared copy, meaning、mm. that someone has...
折了一下
many times, right? They've done it many times、yeah. in many different places. Or like we said, it can be a verb, you dog ear something.
Okay, 好那我们今天最后的一个词呢 I think it completes the cycle today、
okay.
because we started with Lazy Susan.
Okay.
吃饭的时候那个转盘 and we end with
Doggy bag.
Doggy bag,、
mm-hmm.
狗狗的袋子、
mm-hmm.
这个狗狗的袋子是干嘛用的呢
This is at a restaurant. So the waitress or the waiter will come and take your food from the Lazy Susan and put them into bags or boxes for you to take home.
就是吃剩下来的可以打包、
mm-hmm.
就是 doggy bag.好的那我们今天的节目就到这儿分享的这一组词非常有意思也非常的形象啊希望大家喜欢今天你所学到的这些新词也学到了它们真正的含义和用法 OK, thank you for listening, we'll see you next time, 再见
Bye guys!